to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
What's not fair is what's happened on the Gulf. What's not fair is that the actions of some have caused the greatest environmental...
That they didn't bother to communicate to the passengers, hey, this is what's going on, this is what we're trying to do.
Well, I'm concerned about the disclosure of sensitive...
The school counseling faculty has decided that my views are not...
Cuckoo.
Your views are what? Your views are cuckoo.
Cuckoo.
877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. News Talk and Entertainment Show that knows what it's talking about. And we've got this hour Dean Wheeler joining us to discuss Oliver Stone's controversial comments about Jews in the media. Did you hear this one? Oliver Stone, he's a controversial guy. And he said, he essentially repeated what we've heard a lot of people say, that Jews control the media, that they were, that Hitler was a scapegoat. Unreal stuff that I am told today he attempted to apologize for. Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center is going to be with us. He is a Oliver Stone aficionado, and we'll try to speak on behalf of the director and give us some insight into what it was he might have been talking about. Also coming up, a morbidly obese rapist says that he confessed to crimes because he was offered junk food. So he was a fat ass, and he was coerced into confessing his crimes because someone offered him a Twinkie or something. That's what he wants us to believe. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our website is philhendryshow.com. This is the new media interactive part of our radio show. If you want to watch the show as well as listen to it, you can watch live streaming video right now, listen to live streaming audio right now, and download our radio show tomorrow at philhendryshow.com. Also, downloads from our archives made more and more available each and every day. We just put, another month's worth of downloads into our archives. And we begin our podcasts on iTunes next week. Not only podcasts of our current show, but we will do a podcast of our archival material as well. So get a backstage pass, because it is the best value in terms of entertainment in the history of man on this planet or any other that we dare to explore. Director Oliver Stone has been forced to apologize over a rant against Jews. That's so in the headlines here. The Double Academy Award winner claimed that the Russians suffered more during the Second World War, and that there was a Jewish domination of the media. And that's certainly something I think I've probably heard somewhere before. He also claimed that Jews monitor every comment made against them, and that they had, quote, effed up U.S. foreign policy for years. It was an interview in January. He sparked fury when he claimed that Hitler was an easy scapegoat. Well, his latest comments brought swift condemnation from Jewish people in the U.S. and Israel and forced the 63-year-old to make a contrite apology. He said, quote, in trying to make a broader historical point about the range of atrocities that the Germans committed against many people, I made a clumsy association about the Holocaust, for which I am sorry and I regret. Jews obviously do not control the media or any other industry. Well, that's what Oliver Stone is saying today. But, of course, you know as well as I do, we know which side of the bread the butter's on. And if it looks as if something may be happening to your career that might negatively impact your commercial success, I guess people will say a lot of things. Dean Wheeler is joining us tonight from the Bay Area and the Northern California Holistic Center. Dean, what is your take on Oliver Stone tonight?
Well, Oliver Stone is one of our great filmmakers. I'm always very proud of the output of Oliver Stone being truly one of the world's recognized courageous voices, Phil, in the making of film. Because he has that courageous voice, he's going to attract lightning. It's a lightning rod, and he's had a lightning rod career. I think that when an Oliver Stone speaks and offers an opinion on the state of the world, we have to stop and we have to say, okay, this is a reset. This is a new experience that we have to understand. We're not just listening to someone giving an opinion in a coffee shop somewhere. We're not listening to someone offering an opinion on a, forgive me, but a talk show. This is Oliver Stone. Okay, this is the man who made Platoon. This is the man who wrote Midnight Express. This is the man who made Born on the 4th of July. This is the man who made JFK, The Doors. We can go on and on. And we have to, at that point, we have to say we are being told something. And more likely, we're being taught something. I don't know, Phil, what the answer is. But I know if Oliver Stone tells me that he is afraid that there are Jews controlling what he is saying and what other filmmakers are saying, we owe it to ourselves.
Oh, come on. I mean, this is stuff that's, this tripe has been trotted out over and over.
No, I know that it has been trotted. It's been trotted out, as you put it, over and over, by a lot of people that, whose credibility is suspect from the gate. And it's been spoken of, and it's been discussed by all kinds of uninteresting and very unscholastic people. I will give you that. But what I'm asking you to understand
is that Oliver Stone sang it.
Is that one of the greatest voices that this generation has ever had, and perhaps one of the greatest voices that America has had in the second half of the 20th century. One of the greatest voices in film that the world has ever had. When he says that Hitler, we may need a reset. I know it. I don't know.
We need a reset on Hitler? Are you serious?
I don't feel. I'm saying, listen, please listen to what I'm saying. You have to, I'm telling you, I don't know the answer, but you've got to take another look at it when an Oliver Stone is the one who's bringing the meat to the table.
And why do I have to take another look at it? Because Oliver Stone, if a guy says to me, we better take another run at Hitler because it might not have been all that, you know, it might have had a lot to...
Well, no, wait a minute. He didn't say it might not have been all that bad, okay?
No, but he did say, you know, I saw what he said. He said that Hitler was a scapegoat, okay?
What he was saying was, in fairness, Phil, let's be fair, he was saying, all right, you know, Hitler, fine. I get it about Hitler. What did the Jews do that we need to check in with them on? That's what he's saying.
And what did the Jews do that we need to check? I'm telling you, this is an...
I came on your program to present an opinion. I didn't come on your program necessarily to be interrupted. I don't. You can run your show any way you want, but I don't really want to be a party to a program.
All right, but sir, you're going to have a give and take with me.
I understand that. But I don't want to be a party to anything that I'm interrupted constantly.
Well, all right. Here is a question, and I would be very grateful if you'd answer it.
All right.
What do you think Oliver Stone means when he says, the Jews, hey, what did they do that might have caused this, making Hitler a scapegoat?
That's just that. That's just it. I am not so egotistical. I am not so in love with myself that I'm going to begin to presume motives or presume the thinking pattern or the thought process or the way that he arrived at a thought. I'm not going to assume this about Oliver Stone because I don't make the kinds of films that he makes. I didn't make Platoon. I didn't make Born on the 4th of July. I didn't make The Doors. I didn't make JFK. Okay? I didn't make World Trade Center. I didn't make these films that are going to stand as pillars. Pillars that support not just the arts for years to come. These films of Oliver Stone's will stand as pillars supporting life, cultural life as we know it. And
because of the fact that he is because he's made films of such value,
because he's made films of such value, I've got to, as a man of good conscience, stop and say, if Oliver Stone is telling me that I need to take just a little bit of a harder look at what the Jews did to bring on their own persecution. If Oliver Stone is, I'll give you another example, Phil. If Oliver Stone is telling me that I need to take another look at Hugo Chavez, that maybe Hugo Chavez is a man who knows something about what's going on in that part of the world. If I've got to take another look at Che Guevara, if I've got to take another look at Fidel Castro, if I have to take another look at these people, because Oliver Stone, forgive me, but not Phil Hendry, Oliver Stone said, there's something going on there that we need to look at, that I'm going to do that.
Do you believe that Hugo Chavez or Fidel Castro are men worthy of our admiration?
I'm telling you that if Oliver Stone, the man who made Platoon,
I know, Born on the 4th of July, I know all those movies.
All right, if that man says Hugo Chavez has got a lot of good things to say, then I owe it to myself to listen to what Hugo Chavez has to say. Because Oliver Stone, Phil, is the most authentic American voice of possibly the last 100 years.
All right, Dean Wheeler joins us on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and you heard him. These are outrageous comments made by Oliver Stone, that Hitler was a scapegoat, that the Russians suffered more than the Jews did, that Jews controlled the media, and that Hugo Chavez is a very unique and marvelous kind of a guy. And all of these other statements that he made, and with us is Dean Wheeler saying, well, if Oliver Stone made these comments as opposed to anybody else, then we owe it to ourselves as a country to take another look at it, because it is, after all, Oliver Stone saying it. And I was trying to find, there was a major lobby in the United States. This is Oliver Stone talking about Jews, I think, the Jewish domination of the media. They are hard workers. They stay on top of every comment. The most powerful lobby in Washington, Israel, has effed up United States foreign policy. In a statement, let's see, the American Jewish Council had a statement. They just said that he was an anti-Semite. He also made some statements concerning Hugo Chavez that were complimentary to Hugo Chavez. 877-876-PHIL is our number here. We're talking with Dean Wheeler about Oliver Stone. 877-876, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and your call's coming up next.
It's The Phil Hendry Show. Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Back with Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center as we talk about comments made by Oliver Stone, which has had some people upset. It should upset everybody, because these are the kind of revisionist, typically revisionist comments that we hear from crackpots who deny the Holocaust, people that are frankly, you know, off the beaten path. And yet, Dean, you are saying that because they're being uttered by Oliver Stone, we have to give them credibility.
Well, it's like saying, Phil, what you're saying to me as well, because, you know, so-and-so and such and such. I mean, I think that there are people, I don't want to compare him to Thomas Jefferson, I would never do that, but if Thomas Jefferson said something and I said to you, well, that's just Thomas Jefferson's opinion, I think you would rightfully look at me and look at me as if I needed to be, put in an insane asylum. I'm not saying that that's how I'm looking at you. I think a lot of people, though, tonight, listening to your broadcast, are saying, well, you know who Oliver Stone is. I suppose I could ask you, do you know who Oliver Stone is? You'd say, well, he's a filmmaker. But have you ever really looked at his films? Have you been involved in discussions of his films at all?
No, I've never been involved in a discussion of his film, and I have to tell you that Oliver Stone, his movies don't impress me. You know,
well, that's where we're having the problem. You do not recognize, I think, what a lot of people do. Oliver Stone has said that Ahmadinejad, for instance, in Iran, is a man who is ahead of his time. I have to listen to that, and I have to take that seriously. Because this is a man who has not just made film. He has documented and interwoven life and art in ways that others just have never been able to.
So, Ahmadinejad, Chavez, the oil leak is Bush's fault.
Well, I take it back to Oliver Stone.
Yeah, all of these things, though, are credible because Oliver Stone said them. 877-876-PHIL. Kelly in San Rafael, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I am absolutely repulsed by your guest because he is so a celebrity. He's a slave to celebrity and obviously wants a job in Hollywood because the guy is a lunatic. Oliver Stone's film...
I'm so grateful that you come on calling me names.
Well, because Oliver Stone...
First of all, I live in Northern California. I have no desire to work in Hollywood. I don't want to go down to L.A.
If everyone... recognizes his art, why are his films not making any money? They don't make any money because ever since JFK, the guy has gone off the deep end.
Not everyone is perceptive.
Oh, well, they're only a special few like you, Mr. Wheeler. So
well,
only
not,
the special few
that,
are
I
in
think you would,
and anti-Semitic.
Well, I think you would have to recognize.
No, I don't
that
recognize.
Perception is
the guy
not
is
perception is not a universal.
I think the guy is a
counterpuncher
who makes no money in Hollywood because his films are not making any money because people don't want to see them because they recognize
well,
that he's
again,
simply a dirt
people
kicker.
People are not, I think, intelligent enough.
Well,
at
I
this
think
point
that,
in American history,
this, I think this anti-Semitism masked as your art. Your art appreciation is repulsive and really shouldn't
be trying to say is
voice
I
on
don't,
air.
I don't necessarily, I'm not agreeing with, I didn't get out of bed this morning.
Stone said it. Oliver
Stone
said it. I mean, what,
well,
this guy is
you,
a saint?
If,
no.
Oliver Stone said something, would you not at least take a look at it?
Hello. He didn't write Platoon. He didn't write Born on the 4th of July. He didn't write any of these films. He simply
he wrote the Midnight Express.
Well, he wrote
it, but he didn't direct it.
He also Platoon was based on his experiences in Vietnam.
He did not write Platoon.
So I think you have
he
to
did not
recognize
write Platoon. No, I don't recognize.
A,
enjoyed
he
Platoon.
He was a war veteran.
Good movie.
He's a combat veteran.
That doesn't,
and
that doesn't have anything to do. That doesn't have anything to do with the fact that now his anti-Semitic statements are being bruited around and promoting this idea that Jews are responsible for the Holocaust or their own pain and suffering. This is sickening. This is a
it
sickening
is very
idea.
It's disturbing to know, but you know what else is disturbing? The truth. And I'm trying to say that however disturbing it may be, Oliver Stone has made a career of digging for the truth. Look what he unveiled in JFK.
Truth? Do you think JFK was the truth? Oh,
JFK
please.
Was a crackpot movie.
Oh, very convenient of you people to call it crackpot when it utilized the Pentagon Papers. And
please.
Hugo Chavez?
I'm so glad you're holistic. You need to go back into the woods and be holistic.
You cannot make an argument by insulting. This kind of filth and anti-Semitism needs to be stopped.
And you people...
All right, what about that, Dean? This is anti-Semitism that we've heard before. This is nothing that Mr. Stone is saying is unique. I've tried to make this point to you. This is a revisionist's script. I've heard this many times from many other people. But you're saying that because Mr. Stone is saying it...
Well, Mr. Henry, Oliver Stone is in the mainstream of Hollywood. It would be the same thing as if, for instance, Jay Leno got up one night and said, Jews are running Hollywood.
Hello, Mr. Wheeler. We're supposed to listen to the high school dropouts and drug addicts that are Hollywood.
I'm asking you, do you think they know something about it?
And maybe people who are Hollywood but have nothing to offer in terms of other than art.
Don't you think they know something about it?
What are you telling me? If Jay Leno got on The Tonight Show and said what?
If Jay Leno on The Tonight Show said, Jews are running my life, don't you think he'd know something about it?
He could also be lying. he could also be stating something that is a perception of his, but doesn't take into consideration why there might be a higher percentage of Jews in the entertainment business.
But is it essentially a lie for him to say that Jews are ruining my life? I'm Jay Leno. Now, I would ask Kelly to think of that. I'd ask you to think of that.
All right, I got to take a break. Kelly, I appreciate your call, and I agree with you. 877-876-PHIL. Back with Dean Wheeler in a moment. If Phil. Jay Leno said it.
Jay Leno said, Jews are ruining me.
This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. And with me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. As we talk about Oliver Stone, these comments made by Mr. Stone, which, as I said, and I think you agree, Dean, are a pretty standard bit of revisionist claptrap about Jews owning Hollywood, Jews making Hitler the scapegoat, and yet you are willing to look at those statements as possibly credible because they were made by Oliver Stone. And you even went so far as to say Jay Leno may have some knowledge.
No, I don't, Phil. I don't. I said if Jay Leno, if, for instance, don't you think an entertainer would have some information? If you were to ask that person, are Jews running Hollywood? I would take Jay Leno's word for it before I took anyone else's word for it. And the same, I think, holds true of a Oliver Stone. Now, if you take Oliver Stone's obvious education, I think, in the area of global history, political history, and so on and so forth, we must at least stop what we're doing and sit down and listen to a man who is telling us that Ahmadinejad, there might be something there. There might be perhaps even a great man.
All right. Whatever. Let's listen to, I don't know which one, number three, Jace, or number one, I forget. We've got a C-SPAN caller who called up not too long ago, and this is an individual, it's number three, yeah, this is an individual.
Oh, I know this caller. This is, I wish that this person had been interviewed more extensively, because I think this is probably where Oliver got some of his attitude.
Hi there, your thoughts on the Helen Thomas issue?
Yeah, I thought that her statements were spot on. I mean, they were accurate statements. The people in Israel who run the country are immigrants coming from Europe who were kicked out mainly because of diseases and homosexuality that were spreading in Germany. The Germans wanted them out. They
that
nobody
is
could take them. That's
what
caused the all the killings that occurred there. We didn't take them.
You're saying all of the killings in the Holocaust were people who were homosexuals or unwanted by Germany?
It was caused by the fact that diseases were spreading and there was a panic in the country because of syphilis spreading all over the country and because of prostitution and homosexuality that was spreading.
Okay, what was your comment?
Well, again, that was Oliver Stone on C-SPAN.
I didn't. That's Oliver Stone?
I think that was Oliver Stone calling. And as odious as that may sound, you've got to say, all right, I'm going to have to take two steps back, sit down, take a deep breath, and open my ears up a little bit and see what else Mr. Stone has to say.
That gonorrhea and diseases like that spreading through Germany is what caused the Holocaust against Jews.
I am simply saying, let's take another look at it.
Because Oliver Stone says we should take another look at it.
Because I'll go back to my what I said about Jay Leno. If he said on The Tonight Show, Jews, I can't get Jews out of my life, wouldn't you believe it based upon what he does for a living?
I would think that he lost his mind. 877-876-PHIL. Here is a phone call from Wilmington, North Carolina. Kevin, you're on The Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I just wanted to make the comment. When you guys said the Russians had suffered more than the Jews, I just want to put it in context that, you know, the estimates of the Russians, the deaths of the Russians were somewhere around 20 million. So, and the Jews, and I'm not trying to be insensitive, were around 6 million. So in that context, maybe you could say that they did suffer worse. So I don't, either way, it's an atrocity.
Why are my facts wrong? You said my facts are wrong. Why are my facts wrong?
Well, I was just trying to comment about the say when you brought up about
you said my facts were wrong. You said that my facts were wrong.
Well, I apologize. Maybe I misunderstood. I just when I heard the part about that you had said that the Russians had suffered worse, and you made it sound as though they had not suffered as worse or as bad as. So I was just trying to bring the
Russians didn't suffer near as bad as the Jews, but Oliver Stone says that they did. So I have to look at that, and I have to say, Oliver Stone, you know, Oliver Stone.
Well,
and I think you should too.
If they lost
and so the Russians, the Russians suffered worse than the Jews. That's what Oliver Stone's saying. So I agree with you.
No, wait. What are you two guys saying then?
This gentleman agrees with me that the Russians suffered more than the Jews did.
Both of you guys are wrong then. Both of you are wrong. The Jewish people were systematically rounded up in their homes, laws passed, they couldn't work, they couldn't own pets, they couldn't walk on the sidewalk, they couldn't use public parks, they couldn't go to the toilet in certain areas, they were stripped of their jobs and their professions, they were stripped of their money by way of tax dollars. The Russian people were persecuted, but there was not a codified system in place of exclusion of Russians from their own country like there was for Jews. So both of you don't know what you're talking about, which is not unusual when it comes to this topic. Thanks very much, Kevin. 877-876-PHIL.
Wait. You've just in one fell swoop.
No, both you and Kevin don't know your ass from a hole in the ground, because I'm telling you, I know the history of, I know the entire history of that epic and that era, and neither one of you guys know what you're talking about.
Well, all right. Then you heard Oliver Stone on C-SPAN.
And you're telling me this is Oliver Stone on C-SPAN talking about what happened.
Your thoughts on the Helen Thomas
issue. In the Holocaust.
Yeah, I think that her statements were spot on. I mean, they were accurate statements.
That's Oliver Stone agreeing with Helen Thomas.
Israel, who
right there, that's Oliver Stone.
It sounds like him.
Coming from Europe, who were kicked out mainly because of diseases and homosexuality
right.
that was spreading.
877-876-PHIL, world famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be back.
That's what caused all the killings that occurred there.
Phil Henry.
Back on here with Dean Wheeler for a few more minutes on our show, talking about Oliver Stone. He apologized, though, for these claims that he made that Hitler was a scapegoat in World War II who did more damage to Russians than Jews.
He has to apologize. I think that if any time you make comments that are that powerful, that it's attracted the attention of the power elite in Hollywood, you're going to have to do your mea culpa. I don't know if he has retracted entirely his belief or has rescinded his belief, or has he just made nice with the powers that be? I don't know. I know that Oliver Stone, if you look at his films, and again, it all springs from his films, Phil. It all springs from the kind of greatness that he has shown us on the screen. Cape Fear, The Shining, or not The Shining, The Shining, yeah.
No, The Shining was Stanley Kubrick.
Well, Cape Fear, then. Cape Fear is another example of the macabre that Oliver Stone is very familiar with. And so if you take that into consideration, this is a man that many people have said is very twisted or warped, if you will. I think it's because he has been privy to a lot of warped and twisted things.
Would you consider yourself to be anti-Semitic, then? If you agreed with Oliver Stone and what he said, and you, from this point forward, Dean, believed that Hollywood was run by Jews and that Hitler was a scapegoat?
No, I would not. And I'll tell you why.
You would not consider yourself to be systematically opposed to, or not opposed to Jews so much as looked upon Jews as a negative force, a negative influence, a negative presence in the world?
No, I don't think so. Because as long as I was able to follow, if I was agreeing with Oliver Stone, because it all flows from Stone, In other words, it flows from Stone. If he said it, and I agree with it, then it's flowing downhill from Stone. And I feel confident.
You feel, what do you want, Bud?
My name's Bud Dickman. I want to ask you a question, sir, okay?
What, I didn't hear it?
His name is Bud Dickman. He's a producer. What do you want, Bud?
I want to ask you a question. Are you saying that a Jew told Oliver Stone how to make a movie?
I'm not... I can't... is that a man that is on your program?
Yeah, I'm a producer.
He's one of my producers.
And what was your question again, sir?
If a Jew told Oliver Stone to make a movie, are you saying that's what he's going to be doing?
Well, I have to be. I was listening to him, but I forgot the question. Listening to him stuttering or whatever that was.
I wasn't stuttering.
Just spit the question out. If a Jew told Oliver Stone what?
If a Jew told Oliver Stone to make a movie.
If a Jew... Well, I think... and what is your name again?
My name's Bud Dickman.
Well, that's just it. But I think...
His name isn't Bud. It's Bud Dickman.
Oh, I'm... All right.
Yeah, my name's Bud.
All right. Well, I think if a Jew told Oliver... I think what you have is that a Jew is telling Oliver Stone to make a movie. And that's what Oliver Stone is trying to say to us. Oliver's talking to us. And he is talking through a sort of a Jewish screen or a Jewish microphone. So the Jewish microphone or is screening out. He's telling us through the Jewish screen that he's being told to make these movies.
Oh, okay. So, like, what was the one?
The what?
What movie did they make him say?
Wait a minute. Wait. Hold on for just a minute.
I didn't hear his question.
Hold on for a minute. What are you talking about, Bud? Did a Jew tell Oliver Stone to make a movie?
Did they?
And I think I answered. I said it filtered through the Jewish filter.
Filtered through the Jewish filter, they made him make a movie.
They told him, but they put it through a... forgive me for saying it, but a friend of mine made a joke. He called it the Jew filter tip. And he put it through the Jew filter.
And a friend of yours made that joke, huh?
That doesn't make me an anti-Semite, Mr. Henry. You understand that Hollywood, you know, we all write comedy.
I thought you were in Northern California. Forgive me.
I had a dream at one time. You know, if you remember the Susan Boyle...
All right, you wanted to be a writer.
Yes, I did. If you remember Susan Boyle, I dreamed a dream of time gone by in a day. But I was raped. You know, I forget how the song goes, but my dreams were raped from me.
I want to...
Get off the microphone, Bud, please. Now, what's your question?
How many movies did Oliver Stone make that a Jew told him?
If I understand this question...
How many movies did Oliver Stone make that Jews told him to make?
Yes, I would say most of them.
Well, how did he tell him?
Well, I mentioned by email or...
Are you serious?
Are you talking to me?
No, I'm talking to you, Bud. Are you serious?
No, how did they tell him?
First of all... I don't believe that that's what's happening. And for you to be asking this man, Mr. Wheeler, about how it all takes place, and Dean, forgive me, but you sound ridiculous that Jews communicate their wishes to Oliver Stone and the kinds of movies he should make by way of email.
Well, what other way would they use?
Well, I don't think there's anybody communicating anything to him. I think he makes his stupid movies. I think they either pass or they produce on him, produce them based upon how good they are. Right, Bud, what is your interest in this?
Well, the only reason why I was asking is because he talked about Platoon and he talked about Born on 4th of July and all those movies that were pretty good, I thought. But I know that a Jew would make him do it. Does that mean then that he's that good, you know?
Well, that's a very good point. I think at some point we do have to credit the Jew that forced him into making that movie as the real talent there.
Dean, I appreciate very much your call.
What's the problem?
The problem is that you're sounding ridiculous. that Oliver Stone was forced into making a movie by a Jew, and therefore that Jew is the one who was the real talent there, and Oliver Stone doesn't have it. And, Bud, why are you even interested in this?
Well, I wanted to ask him, because there's no phone calls.
Get out of here, okay?
He said I'm not getting... There's no phone calls?
No, there's not.
Well, does that mean that people don't like what I'm talking about, or that you're hosting the show?
Probably both.
Oh, really?
Well, I'm joking. No, I think that it's just a little too far out for people. I think it's a little too far out. It's a little too goofy, and I don't think anybody really, I don't think anybody can relate to your absolute adoration and love for Oliver Stone.
It's not gay.
No, I don't know that it's gay, but I think it's probably, worse than gay, if gay can be called bad. I think it's unthinking. It's just a sycophantic attraction to Oliver Stone.
Well, no, it isn't. I would disagree with that. I admire him.
You admire him so much that if he said that Jews were running his life and running Hollywood and running the world, you'd have to take a look at that. You admire him so much that if he said that Hitler was a scapegoat, you'd have to stop down and take another run at that one, because maybe Hitler is getting too much heat, and on and on. And Ahmadinejad and Hugo Chavez, all of that.
Well, if I come up sounding loyal to a particular point of view, I apologize. But I don't like Oliver Stone's movies that much. Are you saying I sound...
You sound like you think his movies are so great, Bud. Am I right?
Yeah, you say you think his movies are so bitchin' that you think if he said a Jew is doing it, that you'd have to take a long look at a Jew.
Yeah, I did say that.
And who are you?
My name's Robert.
It's Robert?
Yeah.
Well, what are you saying, Phil?
Exactly what they're saying. You sound asinine.
Well...
You sound asinine. Oliver Stone is so fantastic. Didn't you hear that one lady that called up? Oliver Stone is so fantastic, you know.
Yeah, didn't you hear the one phone call?
Well...
Will you shut up, Bud? Oliver Stone is so fantastic that if he said, and if Jay Leno came out on The Tonight Show and said that Jews won't get out of my life, we'd have to buy it because he's in entertainment.
I thought that had good... I thought I was making a good point there.
It's a asinine point... Let me tell you why there's all kinds of Jews in entertainment. Do you want to know why?
Oh, so you say that there are.
There's a lot of Jewish people in entertainment. There's no question about it. There's no question. A lot of Catholic people in entertainment, too. A lot of my people are in entertainment, Catholic people. But I'll tell you why there's a lot of Jewish people in all of these different walks of life, like banking, like entertainment.
Here we go. Yeah, you already gave this speech.
Well, I want to hear it.
Wait a minute.
I want to hear it.
Oh, wait a minute. What's with you?
Well, you already told everybody about it.
Well, I'm going to tell them again. How about that?
I'm not sure I heard it, and I would like to hear a little bit of it.
You're just saying that because you're scared.
Well, he does look pissed off.
Hey, look it, man. You don't have to listen to anything I've got to say. Nothing, okay? Nothing.
Well, I want to hear it, Mr. Henry.
Okay, thank you. Jews...
Please watch the way you say Jew, though, because it sounds anti-Semitic.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. I'll keep that in mind.
Well, I know that I've said a lot of outrageous things.
Jewish people have found themselves in these professions because other professions, going back to the very earliest parts of their expulsion from the Middle East, of their sojourn out of the Middle East, and their sojourn into Europe and other parts of the world, they were banned from other more traditional trades like farming, like being members of a carpenter's guild or a bricklayer's guild, like being fishermen. They were banned. They were not allowed by law, especially in Europe, to occupy any position in those trades. The tradesmen themselves didn't want Jews hanging around there. They didn't want to have to compete with them. So Jewish people were forced to become merchants. They couldn't be farmers, they couldn't be bricklayers, they couldn't be fishermen, they couldn't be that stuff, so they became merchants.
What is that?
That's like a guy that runs a store.
Yeah, a guy that runs a bank, even.
Oh, is that why they Jew people with money?
I'm going to belt you if I hear that again.
No, that's not, I don't think that's what Mr. Henry's saying.
What?
They charged interest at an exorbitant rate because the church forced them to kick back half of it to them, the church. But the church also allowed them to charge that interest because Jews were not considered to be human beings. And so they were not subject to the laws of human beings. Now, this is all history. This is all fact. This is not anything that can be refuted. This is a fact. And this has stayed with the Jewish people all these hundreds of years to the point where very few of them are involved in those kinds of professions that you would think. Farming, bricklaying, carpenter, electrician, all those things, right? They were in the merchant business. They were in the banking business. They went into the arts. They were writers. They were philosophers. They were teachers. They were intellectuals. Because that's what was allowed to them. And as a result, they flourished in those crafts and in those trades and in that line of work. And today, yes, there's a lot of Jewish entertainers and people that know the arts very well because that is where the Jewish people were allowed to make a living. That and other places. The law. Banking. Nothing to do with their aptitude for money. It has to do with where they were allowed to be.
Well, I don't believe it. If I can get Oliver Stone's number.
Yeah, I'll get it from C-SPAN.
Thank you.
Yeah. Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. What a jackass.
Phil Hendry.